Man, MAGA Mike Johnson is quite literally having a nightmare day as he inches closer and closer to losing his position as a Speaker of the House, and as his own actions may cause the Republicans to go from having a majority to a minority before the midterms even occur, therefore neutering Mike Johnson and neutering the rest of Trump's term. It would quite literally render Trump a lame duck president. And we are just one or two seats away. I want to dig into that in just one second, but we got breaking news moments ago that the United States House is voting in favor of Jeffrey's discharge petition for the ACA subsidies to be extended for 3 years. Hakeem Jeffries has once again outmaneuvered Mike Johnson by pushing through another discharge petition. Remember, just 2 or 3 months ago, Thomas Massey and Ro Khanna got a discharge petition on the House floor for the Epstein files. Essentially, what the discharge petition allows the House to do is vote on something without the Speaker of the House's permission. So Mike Johnson did not want the Epstein files to be released, yet they went around him and still put it on the House floor. In the same way, MAGA Mike Johnson is freaking the hell out because Americans are struggling with rising healthcare costs, struggling with the rising cost of everything. And rather than helping the American people, what he does is blocks it. Well, today, we now have on the House floor an extension that will be 3 years for the ACA subsidy. It hasn't passed yet, but we have it on the House floor. I'm going to revisit this later with Micah Irfan, our policy advisor, who has both some personal and pragmatic stories about the Affordable Care Act. Make sure you stick around until the end and make sure you drop a like on the Adam Mockler feed. Moving on, Senator Elizabeth Warren left the House briefing on Venezuela this morning, and she says, it's worse than you thought. This is more bad news for MAGA Mike Johnson, who again has a slipping majority. His grip on power is slipping. Elizabeth Warren points out, I just left the Venezuela briefing. It's worse than you thought. Oil company executives seem to know more about Trump's secret plan to run Venezuela than the American people. We need public Senate hearings now. Representative Jason Crow says, I just left the classified briefing on Venezuela. Here's what I can say. I don't have any confidence the Trump administration has a realistic plan. America is strongest when we have friends and allies around the world, not when we try to extort other countries. Senator Chris Murphy then says, I just came from the Venezuela briefing. I can confirm this insane plan to indefinitely take Venezuela's oil at gunpoint and use it as leverage to micromanage the country. We're back in the nation-building business, and it's going to make the oil guys rich. Also, it won't work. Senator Andy Kim on the Trump administration's Venezuela briefing. The level of hubris and arrogance here is on an epic level. The House of Cards is crumbling on Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, and it's extra important to point this out. As Kyle Griffin says, Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa died on January 6th. In some weird cosmic coincidence, January 6th of 2026 ended up being a historically awful day for the Republicans, the worst January 6th for them in a while. After Doug LaMalfa died, as that was happening, Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress the same night. A special election in Texas on January 31st will then put another Democrat in office, and Mike Johnson's House majority is almost non-existent. When next month rolls around, he can only lose one vote. He can only lose one vote, essentially a one-vote majority in the House, which will render him entirely useless. But that does not stop MAGA Mike Johnson from brown-nosing for Donald Trump. As he's losing his power, as he's losing his majority, and as the Affordable Care Act discharge petition hits the House floor, MAGA Mike Johnson gets asked about the recent shooting that happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota just today, where a 37-year-old woman tragically lost her life, just in an incredibly tragic manner, because ICE agents screamed conflicting commands at her and then shot her, executed her as she drove off. Genuinely tragic. Mike Johnson's response here.
Mr. Speaker, what's your reaction to the Minnesota shooting from an ICE agent?
I just saw the disturbing video. Obviously, it's a serious situation. There's going to be a full investigation, as we all know and expect. It appears to anybody who sees the video from certain angles that the driver of the vehicle weaponized that vehicle against law enforcement officers and against bystanders. It was a dangerous situation. People make snap judgments in those situations, and it's a really sad outcome. Look, I do think that it's right. I think I guess maybe it was Homeland or someone put out a statement that this clearly appears to be the result of this just months-long rhetoric against law enforcement and people encouraging that kind of violence.
Dude, Trump pardoned 1,600 J6ers. 500 to 600 of those January 6ers had assaulted law enforcement, genuinely, had trespassed or had beat the shit out of cops, and Trump pardoned them. So do not claim that Democrats disrespect law enforcement. Secondly, he tries to claim that the woman weaponized her vehicle. If you watch the video, which I've included in my past reporting about this situation, if you watch the video, there is no reality in which you can argue that the woman was trying to use her vehicle as a weapon. She is steering away as the ICE agents yell conflicting commands. MAGA Mike Johnson, as Midas Touch points out right here, is an evil man. The way that he immediately spins this as he's taking healthcare away from the American people is uniquely disgusting. I'm going to bring in our lead policy advisor, Micah Irfan, to explain how it's much worse than we think with the ACA subsidies. Again, MAGA Mike Johnson may lose his majority in Congress. Discharge petitions are flying. He's getting cooked by them. This NPR article points out that since 2023, the year Johnson became Speaker, 7 discharge petitions have reached the 218 threshold, the same number as in the previous 4 decades. Micah, what are the on-the-ground and political effects of these ACA subsidies expiring? Break it down.
Yeah, so about 20 million Americans are on subsidized ACA plans, people like my mother. And because of the expiration of these subsidies due to the Republican Party, we're expecting about a 116% increase on average for those premiums, for those people that are on those plans. Now, some people are seeing a way higher increase than 116%, which is kind of crazy because that's a lot. My mom personally is seeing an increase from about $76 a month to over $400 a month. So it's about a 500% increase for her. And that is absolutely devastating. In her case, she had to degrade her health insurance plan. She used to not have a health insurance. The ACA got her health insurance. Now she's on a really, really terrible plan. And for many Americans, it means that they're going to have to get rid of their health insurance entirely, which means if the terrible happens, if they get hit by a car, they get cancer, they simply can't go to the hospital. Or if they do, they'll be covered in a huge mound of debt. And when if you take in these ACA subsidy cuts with the Medicaid cuts, which happened previously, and the previous ACA cuts that happened previously, we see around 15 million people are expected to lose their health care under this president, which, mind you, Adam, you remember, Trump promised he wasn't actually going to cut Medicaid. He wasn't going to cut the programs that Americans relied on. He was going to make health care better for everyone. It turns out that was a lie.
It turns out the Republicans do the same exact thing every single time they get into power. Trump is just Bush with more narcissism and more fascism. Both Trump and Bush and every Republican president does this. They get into power, they cut taxes for the richest of the rich, they cut benefits and health care for the most vulnerable Americans, people who need health care, and then they go to war most of the time for oil. We are seeing this play out in real time, kind of almost too quickly. Within Trump's first year, he played the entire Republican playbook, and we still have 3 years for him to desperately cling on to power and try to maintain power. Let's recenter this around MAGA Mike Johnson, his loss of power, and this discharge petition that came out today. This is the 7th time in MAGA Mike Johnson's tenure that he has had a discharge petition forced on the House floor, which means he is losing power, losing grip over his coalition, and it's only going to get worse after this next special election in Texas next month or so. So just explain to me the political ramifications of the Affordable Care Act subsidies expiring, because at first, during the government shutdown, the Democrats were perfectly on message. Then it kind of felt like the Democrats caved. But for example, in the instance of your mom, you told me that she wasn't really paying attention much to where these subsidies came from, where healthcare came from, until the government shutdown happened. Then she was laser focused on this issue, then realized, wait a minute, you were right. The Republicans are the ones voting against this. So in a roundabout way, even though Democrats caved during the government shutdown, this still looks awful for Republicans. And honestly, not to forget, this is bad for Americans too.
Yeah, I mean, the story is, my mom saw me on MSNBC talking about this very issue, and she was concerned after she saw that. Many other Americans saw it from other places, not their children on TV, but she actually called me afterwards and asked me about how it went and also if it was going to affect her. And I said, of course it is. And then she called me recently for Christmas, and she told me, by the way, your prediction was actually accurate. Here's how much my premium increased by. And she pointed out some people in her life, for instance, her boyfriend, the actual same thing happened to him as well. people are realizing that this is because of the Trump administration and the Republican Party. And in a way, the Democratic Party put the Republican Party in a really hard place. Democrats know that Republicans hate the working class, right? It's, like, as you said, something they're very consistent about. And so they raise the salience of an issue and basically force the question and put Republicans in the position where they have the choice to either do what Americans want and support Americans or screw them over to benefit the rich. And of course, they're gonna choose screwing them over. Now, you mentioned earlier how the Republican Party is always the same, right? They cut benefits, they cut taxes for the rich, and they start wars over oil. But there's some other parts too that we need to mention. They also start recessions. Now, this hasn't happened yet, but we're only 1 year into the Trump administration. Out of the past 11 recessions, 10 have started under Republicans. Out of the last five have started under Republicans. The last one was under Trump. And the real unique thing about Trump, people say he's very different, is the fact that he is authoritarian. He realizes that the Republican agenda, every time it's implemented, gets a huge landslide defeat for the Republican Party. People want to vote them out. And so his new innovation is, what if we just don't let the people vote us out? What if we overturn election results? What if we go after our opposition and try to crush the press? What if we can rig the system so we never lose power again, no matter how unpopular our ideas are? And that's why what we're doing here is so important, because we have to fight against this radical right-wing agenda to destroy our democracy.
We are the variable that they did not consider. The Trump administration knew they could go after law firms. They did it. They sued law firms. They sued universities. They're suing the press, creating a chilling effect. But they did not think about us. We are the variable they did not account for. So make sure you subscribe below to the Adam Mockler and Micah Irfan feed. But really quickly to continue, to wrap this all up, the GOP is imploding so much so that we might not even have to wait until the midterms for us to have either close to a majority or like one seat away from a majority. That is how unpopular their ideas are. This Republican administration decided, we're going to actually defend pedophilia. We're going to defend pedophilia. And this caused Marjorie Taylor Greene to then resign her seat 2 days ago on January 5th at 11:59 p.m. She resigned her seat and cede more power to the Democrats, because that's how it works. It's a zero-sum game. So I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you subscribe to everyone below. Drop a like. I love you all. Peace out.
Thanks.